Working and saving on the ranch. Clint's summer went by on wings, wings shining with hope, wings heavy with waiting, gray droning wings beckoning to him. From before sunup till past sundown, he and his father would cram the hours with work. Then, after supper, the two would drop down on the creaky old plank steps of the ranch house, talking a little sometimes, often simply resting there, each one quietly thinking his own thoughts. For Clint, the bright spot now in ranch life was the regular zooming of the airmail over the mountains. How he watched for that glint of wings. "Someday," he would promise himself, "I too shall fly." Twice during the summer, the people of the mountainside met for an all-day picnic and barbecue. On these occasions, Clint talked freely with the younger people. Here, he learned that all the boys wanted to fly, or thought they did. But Clint knew he wanted to fly, knew it more deeply every day. Of course, he could not earn enough money to go into training this fall, but perhaps the next fall, or surely the year after. So he worked and saved. He subscribed for a magazine on aviation, and he read up on aircraft until he knew every detail of how an airplane is constructed and operated. On the 1st of November, Mr. Warren started off to town in the morning on business.
"Look out for the goats, Clint, if a rain should blow up,"
was his farewell warning to his son.
"You know they can't stand a wet norther. I shall be gone for a day or two. If the sky isn't clear in the morning, the herders know that they are not to take the goats out till the sun shines, even if they have to wait until noon. All you've got to see to is that they're penned at night. Goodbye."